Hollywood Elites Attack Kyle Rittenhouse, Fuck That Kid, Terrible Fucking Actor. By David Ng on November 11, 2021. Left-wing Hollywood celebrities and elites are piling on Kyle Rittenhouse after the 18-year-old on trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin, broke down on the witness stand Wednesday, calling him a terrible fucking actor and claiming he is benefiting from white male privilege. They are also attacking Kenosha County Circuit Judge Bruce Schroeder for repeatedly admonishing the prosecution, claiming he is biased and even deplorable. Stars including Dave Bautista, George Takei, Rosanna Arquette, Vincent D'Onofrio, and Bravo's Top Chef host Padma Lakshmi have taken swipes at the 18-year-old defendant during his trial for the murder of two people during last year's Black Lives Matter riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Fuck that kid. Bautista tweeted. Kyle Rittenhouse is a murderer. The end, Arquette proclaimed. A deplorable example, indeed, Takei said of Judge Schroeder. Rittenhouse's lawyers have argued he acted in self-defense when he shot and killed two men, then wounded another last year while he was defending businesses in Kenosha from BLM rioters. Gage Grosskreutz, a witness for the prosecution, admitted under oath that Rittenhouse only shot him when he pointed a pistol at the teen and advanced toward him. As the trial appeared to overwhelmingly favor Rittenhouse, celebrities have shifted into overdrive, attempting to sway public opinion that Rittenhouse is a murderer. Warner Brothers Dune actor Dave Bautista tweeted, "Like I said, fuck that kid." The actor was responding to a photo allegedly showing Rittenhouse making an OK sign with his hand, which leftists believe is a white supremacy signal, even as this interpretation has long been known as a hoax meme seeded by 4chan trolls. Actress Rosanna Arquette, who once compared U.S. law enforcement to the Gestapo, called Rittenhouse a murderer. Star Trek veteran George Takei called Judge Schroeder deplorable. AMC's Fear the Walking Dead guest star Kevin Zegers accused Rittenhouse of faking his breakdown on the witness stand. In a since-deleted tweet, Epix's godfather of Harlem star Vincent D'Onofrio echoed Kevin Zegers' claim that Rittenhouse was fake crying. Personally, I've never seen acting like that from you, but yes, some less experienced actors, D'Onofrio quipped. Bravo's Top Chef host Padma Lakshmi snarked that America needs to redefine what it means to be a promising young man. Universal's The Fast and the Furious actor Chad Lindbergh called Rittenhouse a murderer and a terrible fucking actor. Actress Katie Stoll also called Rittenhouse a murderer. Comedian and actor John Marco Sorosi also accused Rittenhouse of bad acting. Deadline editor and reporter Dominic Patton accused Rittenhouse of faking his breakdown on the witness stand. Bad acting coach, crocodile tears, he tweeted. CBS Blood and Treasure producer Matthew Fetterman compared Rittenhouse to Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, calling them both self-victimizing white dudes. TV producer Jennifer Gross also compared Rittenhouse to Kavanaugh. ABC's designated survivor writer Pat Cunnan focused on Rittenhouse's skin color, claiming that if he wasn't white, he'd be dead. CBS person of interest actor David Valson accused Rittenhouse of fake crying. Comedian and Hulu's Solar Opposites star Sean O'Connor likened Judge Schroeder to the Golden State Killer. TV writer Brian Behar, who wrote for Netflix's Fuller House, accused Rittenhouse of being a murderer and flashing a white power sign. Comedian Brian Guest saw a nefarious meaning Judge Schroeder's ringtone, based on unconfirmed suspicions that it is the Lee Greenwood song I'm Proud to Be an American. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.